Welcome back here to Bluffton and Defiance here at Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. Defiance just converted on a 3rd-and-12 to get the first down. They're on the 43-yard line of Bluffton. Miko is in the pistol. He has 4 wide. Gets the snap, hands the ball off to Bennett on the left side. Goes up, gets about a 3-4 yard gain there on the play. So with Act 1 in the books, what was the one thing you liked about that quarter?
The total domination on the Beaver side of the ball. Like, there is just not one thing you could say, you could just pick out and say, that was better than the rest. Everything just played really well in that first quarter.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. So Miko, 4 wide. He has Bennett on his left hip. He's awaiting the snap. Gets a snap, drops back, looking to throw. Tries to find someone, does not see. Great pressure there for Bluffton, great defense. He just trucks through one of the defenders. 2 yards short of the first down gain. But that was a great run and read there from the Defiance quarterback. Just plows through.
Yeah, like, but
Dylan Burkholder.
Yeah, you had the ends forcing the quarterback up. But the tackles didn't get to their sack spots, and the quarterback was able to get free. You could see there John Boyd was actually had a hand on the quarterback but couldn't bring him down. And, yeah, that was just unfortunate. Burkholder would end up getting trucked right there.
So Miko, he has 4 wide. He has a bunch package over here on the near side. Hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett runs on the left side, finds a hole, cuts back up the middle, and he gets met. Gets the first down, I think.
They're marking him a yard short, it looks like.
That's 3rd and inches. Well, 4th and inches now.
Yeah. This is going to be really tough for the D right now here because they could get this so many ways.
Yeah. A quick little slant route over the middle or just give it to your running back to go up the middle.
Or just try to get the D to jump.
So a QB sneak, Miko. He goes under center and just plows forward to gain the first down. Looks like he gained about 2 or 3 yards there on that sneak.
Yeah, D-line just lost the push battle, and it was an easy first down.
So 1st down and 10 for Defiance. Ball on the 32-yard line. We're at 12 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in this first half of play. Bluffton has a 13-0 lead, and Defiance is trying to cut into that lead. So Miko, he has 4 wide out, 2 on both sides of the field. He has Bennett on his left side, rolls out, does Miko, and he's just going to keep it himself, and he's close to getting the first down. Number 33, Dylan Chafer, was there to chase him down, knock him out of bounds, just a couple of yards short of the line of gain.
That was there. I wonder where the D end was on that, because he just had a clear running lane that for that entire time.
Yeah, I mean, that whole left side of the field was wide open there for Miko to gain that big of yardage. So it's 2nd and 1, ball on the 23-yard line. Miko and the rest of the Yellow Jackets are getting the play call from the sideline. Miko, he has 4 wide, 2 on the near, 2 on the far side. He has Bennett right behind him. Pistol formation for the Yellow Jackets. And there's an offside call. There's a flag on the play. Should be a first down for Defiance and see what the officials are talking about there.
Unless there was a false starter on the offensive line.
False start on the offense. Wow.
I win.
Nice call there, Floyd. So no first down there for the Yellow Jackets, but they are losing yardage instead of gaining yardage. Should be 2nd and 6 there for the Yellow Jackets.
And now the defense is in a really favorable position after that.
Oh, yeah.
Because this false start is a momentum killer for any offense, and Defiance has been having some success. Can they recover from this?
So four wide for Miko in the pistol. He has Bennett behind him. He has a bunch package on the far side. He hands the ball off to Bennett on the left side, and he has an open hole. No one there to get him. He gains the first down easily, gets across the 20, down around the 15-yard line. What a run there from Corey Bennett, the senior running back of Defiance.
Yeah, Defiance's receivers are doing the same thing ours have been doing this entire game to their defense. They're locking up the corners and the safeties and all that and making sure they can't make the play.
So it's first down and 10, ball on the 15-yard line. We just are past the 11-minute mark here in this second quarter.
This is where Defiance got here on their opening drive, and they failed to score.
Yeah, they went three and out, or turned the ball over on downs, I should say. So four wide, hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett cuts back up to the left side, finds a decent hole, but gets tackled down around the 10.
This is where the Beavers usually really grit their teeth and stop any offense.
Yeah,
they get down into the red zone.
A couple of weeks ago at Anderson, they had goal line stops, didn't they?
Yeah, they had like three. And I don't feel like there's going to be any difference here because I don't think this defense wants to give up a single point to Defiance today.
So Miko has four wide. Fakes the throw, hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett just has an open lane into the end zone. Touchdown, Defiance. And the Yellow Jackets are cutting into that Bluffton lead. That was a defensive breakdown there for the Beavers.
They bit on the pass, and it left the running game open. But now they have to deal with the same problem Bluffton had to deal with in the first half, and that is this wind.
Yes. So maybe that was a good thing, right? Let them score in the second quarter. They have to kick into that wind.
No, I would have preferred the shutout.
any student would have preferred the shutout, but that is hard in football. High snap, kick is off, and it is good. So it's 13-7. Defiance cutting into that lead, down 6 with 10 minutes here to go in this first half of play. We will take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bluffton Beaver Football here on 96.1 The Wit.
Yeah. Salad on Saturday, fruit on Friday, double bar Thursday. Water Wednesday, touch your toes Tuesday. Let's move Mondays, Father's next Sunday.
60 minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bluffton Beavers Football on 96.1 The Wit.
Going back here to Alumni Field inside the White Salzman Stadium. It's still a cold Saturday, but we have a ball game now as Defiance just scores. And what a short kick there on that kickoff for the Yellow Jackets to the Beavers. Man, I can't talk today.
Neither of us can.
It's cold, right?
Yeah.
Blame it on the cold?
Yeah, we can go with that. But you can see that Defiance is the same idea as Bluffton. They're not going to kick it deep in this win. They're going to give the offenses a short field.
Yeah, the little pooch kick, let the returning team get it, and they just either return it or take a knee. And that's what Bluffton decided to do, was take a knee right at the 46-yard line. Zachary Nobis back out there with four wide receivers in the shotgun formation. He sends Drake Campbell to his right side, gets a snap, fakes the handoff to Campbell, and he feels the pressure from Defiance, but he gets the ball off quickly. Looks like I was number tell. It looks like number 10 might be D'Angelo Woods.
You just have to admire the amount of play, how Nobles is just, as a freshman, rising to the level of this game so far in this game. Like, it's amazing. I am so glad to see this freshman quarterback.
He's not. He doesn't. he doesn't feel that pressure. That defensive lineman was coming at him and had him in his grabs, and he just gets the ball away and gets the first down.
It's so great seeing the future of Bluffton perform so at a high level.
Nobis finds an open man across the 20, Keon Campbell. He unfortunately trips over his feet after catching the ball, gets down around the 10. But what a great play there from Nobis, finding the open man on that near side of the field. Trenton Besgrove was in there making a key block to protect his quarterback.
Keon's defender was somewhere else and fell. And it would have been an easy touchdown. Unfortunately, he just tripped over his own 2 feet. I'm just more happy he secured the ball instead of looking down the field.
Yes, that's the biggest thing. Nobis motions Campbell to his right side. He has three wide, one on the near, two on the far. He's awaiting the snap. He might. I think he just called a timeout. Oh, timeout defiance. I thought Nobis called it because he didn't like what he saw defensively, so he's trying to make his adjustments.
Bluffton called it to stop a delay a game right there, but surprisingly, it was defiance.
That's very.
It's unusual.
Yeah.
you think the opposing team would want a five yards for them to try and get.
Yeah. Well, the thing I have up on our equipment, the laptop that we have to broadcast this says timeout Bluffton with 8:47 left to go. So I am confused on who exactly called this timeout. The head official said defiance. This says Bluffton.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know either.
We have technology saying one thing, and we have the head official saying another.
Yeah. Anyways, there was a timeout called. Both teams are coming back to the line of scrimmage. And Nobis is just looking to continue to torch this Yellow Jackets defense, and he's been doing it all day.
Yes.
He has three wide with Campbell behind him. One on the near side, two on the far. Campbell motions to his right side. Nobis is awaiting the snap, gets it, rolls out to the right side looking for an open receiver, and he's feeling the pressure and he just throws it away. Smart move and smart play there from Nobis just to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, he is just he's showing you his quarterback IQ, his knowledge of the game, everything right now, and it's just I'm just speechless on his performance right now. It's amazing. It's above and beyond what you could ask a freshman to come in and do.
I think that might be one of his only incomplete passes on the day, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it is his first incomplete pass of the day.
So Nobis, he has two running backs out there. He has three wide. Fakes the handoff to Campbell. He's looking to throw it a screen to Campbell, but Defiance read that quickly.
Yeah, they reacted really quick to the screen. Not much they could have done better right there to sell it any better.
So, third down and nine. Should be fourth down, I thought.
No, because of the timeout.
Oh, you're right. The timeout threw me off. So, it's third down and nine. The clock's still rolling. At about 8 minutes left to go, Adam Duncan is coming back onto the field for number 10, D'Angelo Woods. They got to get a playoff here quick. That play clock's down to 3-2. Nobis gets it off just in time. He rolls back out, and he fakes it to Duncan. Duncan looking to throw. He finds an open man into the end zone, and it's a touchdown for the Beavers. Number 85, Caleb Howman, wide open on the left side of the field, on the near side towards us. In the end zone, what a play there from Bluffton.
That worked. The trick play worked perfectly because the flow of the offense drew all the defenders away from the receiver, and Duncan was just able to throw an easy pitch and catch into the corner of the end zone for an easy Bluffton touchdown.
What an amazing play there from Bluffton, pulling it out of their bag of tricks. And we've seen some plays like that work for Bluffton here this season, too.
We've seen them do triple reverses, versions of a flea flicker. Like, what else does Coach Kreps have up his bag of tricks for today that he has yet to show?
Well, Adam Duncan's PAT kick is good. There was a defender on the ground. There's a flag on the play. There's after the kick was good. I don't know what's going on.
Chippiness of the game.
The officials are trying to escort some of the Defiance football special teams players off of the field. That was unsportsmanlike conduct on number 15 for Bluffton, Joe Russell. That will be added onto the spot of the kickoff. That's a... I don't know what happened. I don't know if Russell pulled him down or what really went on, but
I couldn't tell you either. But that's something you don't want to see from a senior.
No, not at all.
The seniors have been here for 3 years. It's their fourth year, their fourth time being with this game. They know the mentality that Defiance is going to bring. They know they're going to try to get them down and get these unsportsmanlike penalties, all these really bad penalties on them. And the seniors should know better than to stoop down to that level.
Right. So looks like they're spotting the ball at the 20 for the kickoff. Would you assume Tate will kick it deep with the wind at his back?
Oh, I have no doubt that Tate is going to kick this deep. He is already, it has a great kick, but now you have, I don't know what mile per hour winds right now.
Right.
But you got some strong winds on his back. I would be surprised if they did not kick this deep.
Well, the kick returner, I think on our list, it's number 83, Kendall Bryant, and number 27, DeMarquise Cummings.
Looks like they have a single guy back to receive it.
Yeah, I can't tell what his number is. It looks like number 8. I'm trying to find my roster sheet. Tate with the deep kick. Gets about around the 40. Defiance recovers the football. And he has an open hole. He's still pushing through the line. What a great return there for Defiance to get across midfield into Bluffton territory. Not what you wanted to happen there on that special teams play.
No, a Beaver must not have been in his lane because there was a hole for that guy to return, and it just a special teams breakdown. Nothing more, nothing less.
Looks like they're going to spot him at the 36. With 7:35 left to go, Bluffton has a 20-7 lead. Defiance did score on their last drive.
Bluffton needs to come. The defense needs to stop here. They, or at least give up a field goal. But you can't give up another touchdown after what your offense has been doing. You got to help them out here.
Miko, he had four wide looking for a receiver, and he finds one on the out route. And there's a flag now on the play. It could be roughing the passer. It looks like that. He caught the ball right at the 30-yard line, and Ollie Moore was the lone Beaver in that backfield. After the flag was thrown, and the head official coming out to give us the call. Yep, it was roughing the passer on the senior, Ollie Moore, not what you want. So that the penalty should be added on to what the play ended up being. So they're going to take them well inside the 20, right around the 15, I would assume.
Yeah, that's a big mistake coming out from the fifth-year senior.
Yeah, I mean, a shaky foul there. You give Defiance now 15 more yards. Get them into the red zone. They're on the 14-yard line with 7:20 left to go here in this first half, and they're looking to cut back into the lead. Miko has four wide, a bunch on the near side. Far side. He hands the ball off to Bennett, goes up the middle, breaks out of one tackle, but he gets a decent gain there on the draw up the middle of the line. Looking at the stats here for Defiance, I mean, Logan Miko, he's 4-for-9 on the day for 56 passing yards, but Corey Bennett, he's having a great day. Before this last rush, he has 11 attempts for 62 yards and one score. He's having a great day on the ground for the Yellow Jackets.
They're not finding huge success through the passing game, And this running back is just stepping up big for the Defiant, the Yellow Jackets right now. They need to shut him down.
So Miko, he has four wide, rolls out to the left side looking for someone to throw to, and he has open lane. No one was going to try to cut off the running lane for Miko. He gets the first down, gets out of bounds right around the, looks like the 5 or 4 yard line.
Now, you find that weird that no one wants to tackle him, but that's smart by our defenders, because what they if they would have left, that's one less defender covering a guy.
Yeah.
So that would have been a possible touchdown instead of a, what, first and goal
ball in the, I would say, the 5-4, somewhere around there.
So I would rather our defenders stay back there and make sure he runs it. Then give up a touchdown.
No question. So it's first and goal, ball on the 4. Actually, they say it's on the 9, but I don't see. It's. So Defiance calls a timeout. Our scoreboard to our left says ball's on the 9-yard line, but it's not. It's on the 4. That's what's throwing me off. But. We will take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be back to finish off this drive for Defiance. You're listening to Bluffton Beaver Football here on 96.1 The Wit.
It felt like an explosion inside my body. When I came to, my wife was lying unconscious on the floor.
Something inside me snapped, and I was hitting my baby over and over like a crazy woman.
Violence in society begins inside of us. If your thoughts are violent, get help. Call a pastor or tell a trusted friend. Do your part to stop violence. A message from the Mennonite.
You're listening to Bluffton Beavers Football on 96.1 The Wit.
Here to Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. Miko and the rest of the Yellow Jackets, he sends a man in motion to the near side of the field. That was number 14. Jacob Vorst gets a snap and hands it off to Bennett. Bennett cuts it back, goes up the middle, tries to get across the goal line, but he's met by a slew of Bluffton Beavers who stop him just short. Now they're, I mean, really, like you said, while we're on our quick break, this running back for Defiance is really keeping them inside this game.
Yeah, this running back is literally carrying the entirety of the Defiance team on his shoulders right now. If Bluffton can stop this running back, Defiance is going to just crash and burn, because they are finding success pretty much nowhere else.
So the snap goes to Bennett. To Miko, hands the ball off to Bennett, and he gets stuffed. Looks like a loss of a yard or two there on the carry. Third down and 3 to go for the Yellow Jackets.
I really, really hope Bluffton does not fall for the play action on this next one, because I have a feeling that Bluffton is going to set up a run defense right here.
Yeah.
And they're going to bite on it because of how big this running back is so far.
And that's how Defiant scored on their last possession. And the play action pass handed the ball off to Bennett, and that's how they scored. So Miko in the pistol, he got 3 wide on the far side. He hands it off to Bennett, and Bennett is losing yardage quickly. He gets tackled by a defender, like number 20, Brian Coleman Jr. He lost more yardage on the carry. So now it's 4th down and about 6 or 7.
Coleman Jr., he's having a really good game. And that was a really great defense right there, because he was the last line of defense before Bennett got in for a touchdown. He's playing his heart out today, and it is really showing with how he's been defending his receivers and defending the thing.
Oh, no question.
Oh, they're going for it.
They're going for a kick. They're going for the field goal. Jordan Osborne.
Surprised.
Hey, would you rather risk the turnover on downs or get 3 easy points?
You've already done it once. Why not do it again?
Well, there was a false start, I would believe, on Defiance. They moved before the kick was off. Now, something like that would really get in the head of the kicker.
Yeah, icing the kicker, especially when it's your own team, it's tough.
So, false start before the snap. moves them back even more. I'm not good with math, but I would assume about a 32, 33-yard field goal. I don't know. It's something on the 30 side of distance. But now they're – I don't
– Where's the kicker going?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on. Now they're substituting people in and out.
They're going for it.
It looks like they're going to go for it now.
They're going to go for it now.
They don't have that trust in their kicker with the wind.
From what we hear from the Defiance broadcasters, that was at the edge range of their kicker.
So the Beavers defense is back on the field. Miko, he has four wide, three on the far side, one in the near. He's looking to throw, and he gets met by the defensive line, and he is tackled, sacked behind the line. Turnover on downs. That senior defensive line was in there quickly. And I think number 55, John Boyd III, the sophomore on this line, was there to make first contact.
You can't give enough credit to this defense. Push came to shove again. They were down on the, 2-yard line on second down.
Yes.
Forced them back again. Made them Defiance having to go for it because of a false start. The D-line stepping up. That was just a great, great stand in the red zone for the Beavers.
So Zachary Nobis is back out on the field for the offense. The ball is on the 19-yard line, first down and 10 for the Beavers. Hands the ball off to Drake Campbell, who's running to the far side of the field. Gets a decent little carry there, about 5 or so yards there on the run.
I just don't know what to say. The team is leaving me speechless with how well they have, like, it looks like this team has been together for years with the way they're playing today. Nothing is, like, they have had the utmost trust in one another today.
Nobis, he has three wide, all on the near side of the field. Fakes the handoff. No, he actually does give the handoff to Campbell. Campbell is having a great day on the ground.
Yeah, he's getting at least 5 yards of carry, and he's finding the holes. He is finding the cutback lanes. The seniors, they are leaving everything out on the field today.
So it's first down and 10 for the Beavers. Ball on the 30-yard line. We're at the 2-minute mark here to go in this first half. Nobis, he has four wide, two on each side of the field with Drake Campbell on his left side, and he's looking to throw deep, and he finds a receiver open. Number 10, D'Angelo Woods, gets the catch right across the 50, right at the 49 of Defiance. What a play there from Nobis to Woods.
Nobis, he still is only to have one pass that's been incomplete. His accuracy, I don't know what to say. Like, he's just playing phenomenal today. He's playing phenomenal for his teammates. He's playing phenomenal for these seniors. It's just amazing today.
Four wide for Nobis. Fakes the handoff to Drake Campbell. His second incomplete pass. I think his intended receiver was Woods, who just short of the distance of where Woods was. Now, on the day, Floyd, Nobis is now 10 for 12 for 176 yards and one touchdown. Duncan, on that trick play, he's 1 for 1 for 11 yards and a score. But Nobis is having a fantastic day.
Yeah, you can't give this freshman enough credit for how well he's performed in this first half.
Three wide for Nobis, and tries to dump it on the screen, and it's intercepted by Defiance. That's number 97 from the defensive line. That's Austin Parrish, the junior defensive end.
The screenplay did not work a second time. They read that just well.
I mean, that was just a quick dump off from Nobis trying to get it to Campbell, but it wasn't a hard enough throw to get it to Drake.
Yeah. The Defiance defensive lineman were just in his face too quick.
So with 91 seconds to go here in this final act, Miko hands the ball off after the wide receiver reverse fake to Bennett. Bennett doesn't get anything. Looks like he goes out of bounds. Might have lost a yard or two, or he got back to the line.
No, they're marking him 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Great. That was after the big play by the Defiance defense, the Bluffton defense comes out and makes them lose yardage already.
So if you're Defiance with only a minute 26 left to go, you're looking to score because you know Bluffton gets the ball to start the second half.
Yeah. They're probably thinking we need some sort of points.
So Miko gets snap. He had 4 wide. One of the and Ollie Moore is coming in, gets the sack there on Miko. Miko could not find anyone downfield. He rolled to the left side. Bluffton does call a timeout. We will not call a timeout, but I mean, what a first half so far for the Beavers, Floyd.
Yeah, like. Can you ask for a better first half from this team? Like,
I think the only in no disrespect to be taken. I mean, this is probably the best first half we have seen all season.
Yeah, and it couldn't come at a better time when the stakes are have never been higher for this team.
The hammer is up for grabs.
Bragging rights for the next year.
Bragging rights.
The legacy of the senior class.
I mean. Let me find my the series history. Bluffton holds a
one-game lead.
A one-game lead. It's 46-45 with two ties. What a series.
And Bluffton has won 7 of the last 8. Yeah, 7 of the last 8. My bad.
No, you're good. But you're good.
They don't want Defiance to even up the score. They don't want to lose to this team.
No, not at all. So with 3rd and 19 to be exact, Miko has 4 wide. He has that bunch package there on the near side. He hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett almost gets back to the original line of scrimmage. What a run there from Corey Bennett. I mean, Bluffton was all looking forward to that pass, the passing game. They weren't ready for that run game. Bluffton does call their final timeout of the half because you know darn well Defiance is going to come out here and go for it on 4th down.
Yeah. I mean, there's 2 options right now. You either go for it on 4th down and give the Beavers good field position if you don't make it or keep the drive alive on it. Or you punt it, try to pin the Beavers deep and hope your offense or hope your defense doesn't screw up and holds them.
So it's 4th down and 11 for Defiance. Bluffton is out of timeouts. If it's a turnover on downs, I would assume just a couple run plays to get the clock drawn out to end the half.
I feel like the Beavers, they will go deep if it requires it. I don't think they will try to run out the clock because we have the better defense. We have the better offense as shown in this first half. And
so Miko and the rest of this Yellow Jacket offense are out on the field. 4 wide, he's looking to throw. Finds an open man, does not get it. It's an incomplete pass. It's a turnover on downs, and Bluffton will take over on possession.
And you can't ask for better field position to start a drive within almost a minute. You got 65 seconds left in this half. The ball is going to be out at the 46-yard line of the Beavers. You can't ask for a better one-minute drive start location.
Oh, no question about it.
And the way Nobles has been playing, the accuracy of all his like downrange passes, the running backs, well, it doesn't look like they'll be running the ball with the 5 wide.
Yeah, Nobis is out there in shotgun formation, 5 wide out there for the Beavers. As Floyd said, Nobis drops back to throw, tries to find someone, and he tries to get out of the pocket, gets hit as he's thrown. Incomplete pass there for the Beavers.
It was another dangerous throw, though.
There was.
There were 2 Defiance defenders in the area. Luckily, he was able to get it onto the ground before either of them could react to the pass.
Looks like he was trying to target the running back, Drake Campbell, who was out wide as a receiver. 2nd down and 10. The clock did stop with the incomplete pass. 61 seconds left to go here in this first half. Bluffton has a 20-7 lead over Defiance. Nobis motions Campbell to his right side with 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side of the field.
Defiance was showing blitz.
Nobis drops back to throw, looking for a receiver. High high pass there to number three. I believe that was Thaddeus Phillips.
Yeah, Thaddeus did great effort on jumping up, coming down inbounds with the ball, but there was no defender on him.
None at all.
He could have gotten a lot more yards if that ball was thrown a little lower.
What's even better is he got out of bounds after catching the ball to stop the clock. So it's third down and three for Bluffton. They're across the 50. Novus has four wide with Campbell motioning to his right side. Novus sends a man in motion. That's Adam Duncan. Adam Duncan gets the sweep. He's trying to do something on his feet, get across on the left side. It looks like he might be a yard or two short.
They're giving it to him.
He gets it by just a yard. So a first down rush there for Adam Duncan.
And Duncan gets out of bounds too. Clock stopped at 50 seconds.
Bluffton is utilizing this clock very well.
And they're also playing the sideline game really well.
Yeah. Novus, he has Drake Campbell on his left side with four wide receivers out there on the field. He's awaiting the snap. Looks like Defiance is showing. They were showing. They dropped out. Novus is looking to throw. Finds Lucas Espedia.
Oh, they got to get to the line.
But they do get a first down. They stopped the clock in college to get the chain set.
Yeah, but they have to get to the line so they can immediately snap it. Every second
there's
is precious.
There's the whistle from the official to get the clock started again. Novus gets a snap, four wide, looking to throw back to Espedia. Looks like it was the same play there. Espedia stays on his feet to get out of bounds. On that last drive, Espedia did trip over his own feet when catching the ball. That's how they had to get back and hurry to the line.
They're playing this final 36 seconds, 50 seconds, whenever this drive started really well.
Novus has four wide, gets snapped with Drake Campbell on his right side. He's looking to throw, finds an open man, and that's Lucas Espedia. Gets the ball caught right at the 15. Looks like he stepped out right out at that yard line too. Clock stop. 32 seconds left to go here on the clock.
You know, I love what's going on right now because they just keep throwing it to Luke. No one seems to be wanting to guard him. I'll be satisfied if this continues.
Oh yeah, give the senior something to eat with, right?
Yeah, especially since he just keeps finding the opening and keeps getting out of bounds. This is a really good drive by the Beavers in this last minute.
Novus had four wide, stops, drops back to throw, finds Adam Duncan, catches the ball right at the 10, and he goes out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Gain of about five there on the catch.
You think Defiance would be trying to play, have defenders at the sidelines, trying to prevent these, but they're not. They're letting
they're not trying to let anything open in the middle, though.
No, that's where you'd want them to throw it, is
right
in the middle. And that's what I'm saying, they're playing wrong here. They need to stop them from getting out of bounds because Bluffton has no timeouts right now. They've used all their timeouts on the
that defensive drive.
Yeah. So it's just Bluffton's taking advantage of what Defiance is giving them right now.
Novus fakes a handoff, lobs it into the end zone for Espedia. And was it intercepted? No, he drops it. I couldn't tell. I don't even know if he got both feet in bounds.
He had a foot in bounds. You only need one foot
in bounds. You're right,
in
you're right.
College.
You're right.
That was great on Luke's part to realize the defender had the ball and get it out of his hands.
So with 22 seconds left to go, it's third down and five, ball on the 10-yard line. Bluffton needs 5 yards to stop the clock and get a first down. Novus, yes, four wide, three on the far side, one down here on the near side of the field. Drake Campbell's on his left side. He's awaiting the snap. Gets it, drops back, looking to throw. Find Espedia again in and out of his hands. High throw there from Novus to Luke. It's fourth down and five with 18 seconds left to go, and why not just go for it? I mean, all you need is 5 yards, and you have another first down.
Right, and they're going. Hold on. No, they're bringing out the kick unit. They want the points.
Yeah.
They want to say, we're going to make sure that you can't get
it. You can't come back.
Yeah. They want to make it a three-score game.
So Adam Duncan, who is our extra point kicker and field goal kicker, along with Tate Smith, he's out there awaiting the snap, gets it, puts it up, and it is no good. Wow, it looked good from here.
It was left.
It was wide left.
and that Duncan now has a missed extra point on the day, and now a missed field goal.
Yep.
Do you go to Tate with this win now?
I would. I mean, he's a freshman. Just get him more reps. Honestly, that why not? You have nothing to lose. You'll have Duncan back next year. He's only a junior.
It's
because he with those two misses on Duncan's part, you don't want that to get into his head on more kicks to come down the line.
Right.
So Defiance is back out there. They have four wide, but Miko is under center. I would assume they're just going to take a knee, head into halftime. Head official is wanting 15 seconds on the board. I don't think the clock started when the snap was up for Adam Duncan's missed field goal attempt.
But this first half out of the Beavers, phenomenal.
No question about it. I mean, they came out ready to play, put up a lot of points, 20 to be exact. And at the end of this first half, Bluffton has a 20-7 lead over Defiance. We'll be back. Actually, we won't be back. We'll be taking this to the live studio with James Hudson and Trent Mast with the halftime report. You're listening to Bluffton Beaver Football here on 96.1 The Wit.
That's the end of the first half. Stay tuned for more live coverage and analysis from 96.1 The Wit.